Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this session, we shall study the philosophy of the two supreme rituals, Hajj and Umrah. These two rituals, no doubt, lie at the pinnacle of all Islamic worship rituals, because in them we symbolize dedicating our life and wealth for the cause of the Almighty. There is no essential difference between the nature of these two. The only difference is that one is more compact and the other is more comprehensive. And precisely for this reason, Umrah is also called Hajj-e-Asghar, or the Lesser Hajj. Now we know that Satan has declared war at the Almighty. He has declared war on the Almighty, and he is an avowed enemy of all mankind. When we offer Hajj, we actually symbolize our war, our jihad against Satan. And this symbolism, though very subtle, is evident from every ritual that we offer in Hajj. We first of all take time out from our worldly involvements, and then we gather in an open field and we sing that martial song, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Like an army, we encamp in an open field and we spend the night there. And the next morning, we listen to the sermon of the Imam and we beseech the Almighty for success in our mission, for success in this war. Then, in a brief stay at that place, we again, the next morning, we beseech the Almighty and then we arrive in our camps. After arriving in our camps, we again fling stones at Satan, and then we offer animal sacrifice, and then we shave off our heads. Then we go back to the place of worship and sacrifice, and then once again come back to our place where the camps have been set up. Viewed thus, Hajj and Umrah are very symbolic in their nature. The Ihram symbolizes the fact that we have withdrawn ourselves from all the pleasures of the world, and we have dedicated ourselves for the cause of the Almighty. The Talbiyah actually is the call, or the response to the call made by Abraham to come forward and renew our pledge with the Almighty. Now, as far as the Tawaf is concerned, they are the rounds of vow. There was a tradition in ancient Arabia in which animals which were to be sacrificed were made to walk to and fro at the place of worship first, and then at the place where they were meant to be slaughtered. Therefore, when we do Sa'i, we renew this whole scheme, and it is here we know that when Abraham intended to offer his son Ishmael, therefore the Sa'i offered between Safa and Marwa symbolizes these rounds of war which later take place at the place of slaughter. The istilam of the Hajj-e-Aswad is another symbolic thing. We regard the Hajj-e-Aswad to be the hand of God, and we embrace his hand symbolically, and we renew our pledge by taking his hand in our own hands and reviving the whole pledge of Tawheed and the fact that we have surrendered our life and wealth in return for paradise. The Arafat is actually a substitute of the Baytullah. It is here that we beseech the Almighty. And the Muzdalifah is an open place where the army encamps for a certain time. The Jamarat, where we pelt stones to Satan, at Satan, and it is here that we symbolize the actual war which goes on forever between us and Satan. When we fling stones at Satan, we actually, by this act of ours, we display that we shall not rest assured unless we have defeated this enemy. Animal sacrifice is a symbolism of pledging our own life for the Almighty. When we sacrifice an animal, we actually, by this act of ours, symbolize the fact that today we are sacrificing this animal. However, whenever our own life is required tomorrow, we shall not withhold it. Haircut or shaving the head also has a deep symbolic significance. In ancient Arabia, this was actually a ritual which was done by slaves, which was done upon slaves. Their heads had to be shaved off, or they had to have a haircut, so that this could express the fact that they have come in the servitude of a king. Islam has actually adopted this ritual. The only difference is that king has been replaced by the Almighty. Therefore, when we shave off our heads, we actually present ourselves in the servitude of the Almighty. This then is the philosophy and the symbolism which is found in the rituals of Hajj and Umrah. And it is essential that before we are able to offer these rituals, we make ourselves aware of this philosophy so that we are able to perform it with more fervor and enthusiasm. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.